Thanks very much for joining us here at Arangi Wāatea Ono Rauma Tore Te Ia. We're going to go straight to the line to talk to our rangatira, Ruben Taipare. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Ruben. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Ka pai, Claudette. Thank you very much for having this opportunity to kōrero. I'm in the Mangamuka at the moment, at the Mangamuka checkpoint, so my reception is quite tricky here under Mangatanifa. But we'll give it a go.
Thank you so very much for all your tireless efforts in helping to protect our whānau. How is the vaccinations going? How are our whānau feeling? We've got quite a bit, you know, Waipareita Trust is up there assisting where they can. Are we seeing our whānau coming out to be vaccinated and tested?
They've just left, actually. They've all headed north to Kaitaia. I talked to Awerangi, who was the manager of that particular kaupapa up here in the north, and a wonderful lady, and she had it all locked down. I just had to take her through the process of that she had the right paperwork and everything, and she'd gone above and beyond the necessary requirements to come into the Muri Whenua Te Huku area. So I've put the word out up there in the north for everybody to give them a warm welcome and to make them feel at home as they come up. They've got a lot of energy, great staff, really positive about what they're trying to do to protect whakapapa and ask our people or inform our people about the benefits of vaccination. So thank you to Waipareira. Thank you to our Tāmaki Makaurau whānau, who give above and beyond all the time to make this, that we all get through this pandemic, te mate urita the COVID together.
And so how are the whānau in the north, how are they feeling generally? We've heard that Tāmaki here, where the restrictions are being lifted, there's a little bit more wriggle room. We hope that our whānau don't go wiwi wawa up north. There are a couple of more positive cases up north where everyone is still thinking about everybody, making sure we keep safe. Are you a bit tentative about the lifting of restrictions around Tāmaki?
I'm just going to make up my answer because I didn't get any of that. But having said that, Claudette, things are going very quiet. We had a bit of a standoff in the weekend of this movement called Freedom Choice Movement. They're a mixture of people. We're very concerned about them. Their message goes against us taking the best advice, the best medical advice, and they make it into a religious and political issue. And we're Taitukere Border Control is about dealing with the facts and treating it as a medical issue. So we're very concerned about the messages that are put out there. Also, their practices are not very safe. They don't practice safe distancing or respect of each other's space. They don't believe that the COVID is truly a pandemic of dire consequence. They believe that it is all a agenda by the government to overthrow the power of the people. And so we're not born yesterday. We've been in that space of fighting for freedom for such a long time now. And we're finding it difficult to reach our people. And now my tuakana that I have fought alongside and learned, being mentored by, I think to these guys. And it really concerns me when our people who I value in our community highly, think that there is a political agenda to the COVID. Said whether there is or not, our message is to treat it as a medical issue first, and we can deal about politics for the next 30 years. And so those guys are about the only issue that we have up here. Other than that, we've been doing this over 20 months now, so everybody's used to the process. There's a bit of a niggles around here because Ministry of Health have kind of come in and not asked our opinion. So we're going to have a word to the Ministry of Health. But other than that, we've always been isolated in some shape or form, living in the Muri Whenua. So it's not a major for us to make that transition.